And that's right. Derek Carr has not got any help from his run game this season. Raiders, typically a pretty good rushing team, dead last in the league. And the Broncos, of course, the best rush defense in the entire NFL.
Now, we talked during the inactives that Nate Irving, obviously, is not going to play this week, this linebacker core. So not only is Nate Irving not playing, Danny Trevathan, who has been playing for a little while now, Renty McRae, Corey Nelson, Andrew, not quite there yet when you have a guy like Stevie Johnson who will likely replace Nate and really hope he'll fill in and stop the run, as Phil was talking about, so you make that rookie quarterback maybe look like a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see Nelson a little bit in the nickel, which is what we've seen from him in some previous games in the past month. But Stevie Johnson, it's his third year in this defense. He knows the checks. He knows the calls. In fact, he knows them so well that last year he helped bring Brandon Marshall along because the two of them knew each other from the East-West Shrine game back in 2012 where they roomed together. And you know, Johnson's knowledge helped get Brandon Marshall up to speed. So I think, you know, the two of them will work very well together on the field. And Johnson, you know, he's a bigger guy, and he allows you to keep that thump against the run. And Oakland, you know, they're going to try to pound the football. The running game, like you guys said, hasn't been really all that effective, but they want to control the tempo of this game. And so they're going to try to get the run game early, and it's going to be up to Stephen Johnson and Brandon Marshall to keep them from having any success there.
That is a fantastic segue to our next piece. Brandon Marshall, he's been getting that experience this year, doing a great job. Caught up with him at Dove Valley this week about getting ready for this Oakland team and how the linebackers will make up for that production lost by the injury to Nate Irving. Back here at Dove Valley, Broncos just wrapped up practice, joined by linebacker Brandon Marshall. Brandon, when you guys come off a game like Sunday, you kind of digest it Monday or Tuesday, and then you move on Wednesday, but you still want to apply some lessons that you learned so you do get better and move on the right way. What's the tone been like so far at practice this week?
It was turned up today. You know, yeah. We weren't pressing, but we understood the sense of urgency. You know, we're halfway through the season. You know, we're in the back half of the season, stretch run, so we understand the importance of getting better each week, you know, because by the time the postseason comes, we want to be hitting on all cylinders so we could have the best shot at hitting Arizona.
When you realize that it is midseason, you want to get better each week, and here we are in November, you're just coming off a loss. Mm-hmm. What are you working on to make sure you are hitting those cylinders you just mentioned come the end of this month in December?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has to be on the same page. You know, I can only speak with defense,
sure.
So we all have to be on the same page. We all have to, you know, play hard and be smart and, you know, coverage and rush have to go hand in hand. So, you know, we all know where we fit in the run game, which is, you know, well, I guess we're still on top of the league in the run. Yep. But as far as the pass game, we just have to know, you know, there can't be any guessing. And, I mean, you know, we've done a great job all year. You know, it's just, you know, we just got to tighten some things up. You know, it might be some loose screws, but at the end of the day, we'll be all right.
You lost your teammate and friend, Nate Irving, here for a few weeks with that injury in New England. The linebacker group, how do you guys not just kind of recover from losing Nate, but pick up what you lose when he's not in and go out there and still, you still got teams to play.
Yeah. We still got games to go, man. We still got, rankings or seeds to compete for. So, you know, we're going to pick it up. And, you know, it's almost the same thing happened with Danny. You know, we just got to, you know, it's next man up. We got to keep it rolling. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I mean, we'll be ready. You know, we'll be ready. I know I trust every other guy that we have in the linebacking room. You know, it's kind of crazy with the linebacking injuries this year. But, you know, we'll be okay.
Hopefully you guys are done with those. You're getting moving on, right? You're moving on for Oakland. Hoping to go to Oakland. Everyone knows what it means, Broncos, Raiders, but it is a division game. You want to get things back on track.
Yeah.
It's a division opponent. I mean, you guys don't want to slip twice, right?
Oh, yeah, no. You never want to just lose two in a row then. You know, then something's really wrong. So, you know, I know everybody's talking about, oh, they're the Raiders, they're 0-8, but it doesn't matter. You know, if they're 8-0 or if they're 0-8. So we just got to, you know, just look at every team the same. We prepare the same every week as if we're playing the Super Bowl. You know, every game or every day is a championship game. You know, you have to approach it like that. So we came out here today and we worked. We worked hard and we'll be good.
About 75 minutes left until kickoff. Again, I want to thank Brandon Marshall for taking the time this week. Fans making their way in here. Cold and windy last week. We were doing the show. Mace had earmuffs and a hat on. Phil had gloves. I had nothing. It was very cold today. The opposite almost. Oh, thank you. Here we are in Oakland. It's November. It's going to be probably in the mid-70s and a little bit of humidity. Getting closer and closer to kickoff. Want to get, Andrew, to your three keys for the Broncos to get everything going in the direction that they want it back on that win side, what do the Broncos got to do today to win to beat this 0-8 Raiders team?
Well, you want to start, number one, by making Derek Carr uncomfortable, and that's been pretty tough because he's got a good feel for the pass rush. He's only been sacked once every 33.2 pass plays. That's a ratio pretty close to what Peyton Manning is, to tell you how good he is at avoiding contact. So you want to get pressure with the front four, try to put him under the kind of duress that he hasn't faced, and maybe then you can force the rookie mistakes that, for the most part, he hasn't made so far this season. Number two, stability up front. We talked about the offensive line with all the changes, but it's the blocking scheme in general. Virgil Green, like we mentioned earlier, he's inactive for this game. So, you know, are you going to have Chris Clark be that extra tackle lining up eligible? Instead of having Julius Thomas stay in and block, we'll see what they do. But the Broncos need to get a better result from the offensive line, better, more time for their running backs to get upfield. And finally, number three, monitor the Merrimack, as in Khalil Mack. You've always got to know where he is. I know you don't like puns, but I do. Mack has 10 tackles for losses this year, 5 in the last 3 games, 23 quarterback pressures, 5 quarterback hits. What's missing is sacks, but he's causing disruption, whether you line him up at defensive end, which is where they use him sometimes, mostly at strong side linebacker, but also don't be surprised to see them use some stunts to try and get him up the A-gap. We've seen the trouble the Broncos have had with A-gap pressure this year, and so it wouldn't surprise me if they try to get Khalil Mack up the middle and try to expose maybe some of the instability on the Broncos' offensive line.
Andrew, thank you. Very good. But this is a no pun zone, so no more of those. But yes, exactly. 3 great keys. And what any coach will tell you, you want to go to the playoffs, you got to take care of your division. It doesn't matter if you're home or away, Phil. These division games, because they count twice in the standings, you just got to get the win.
Hey, you win your division, you go to the playoffs, right? And under Manning, that's exactly what the Broncos have done, 13-1, and he hoped to continue that today.
Broncos Raiders week 10 here at Sunny O.co Coliseum. We have special teams from both sides of the ball taking the field behind us. Enjoy the game, everyone. And of course, you'll find complete coverage and reaction afterwards on DenverBroncos.com. Have a great Sunday.
You know it's going to be tough to win out there in Oakland.
I really don't look at their record. I mean, you study the defense.
Records don't matter. You look at their front 7 on defense, they're as good as anybody.
They fight, man. I mean, they're 0-18, but at least 4 or 5 of the games came down to 7 points or less.